بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. The next chapter is on the sword of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. There's only a few hadith here, and they're all very similar. Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, he brought this chapter just to let us know the permissibility of having armor or any of those sorts of different metals. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had a sword, and where the handle of the sword was made out of silver. As far as utensils, as far as using anything that is made out of metal, it is permissible, unless it is made out of gold. If it's made out of gold, then it's not permissible. Similarly, gold-plated. If it's gold-plated, it's not permissible to use as far as utensils is concerned. You'll find a lot of cups, you'll find a lot of utensils that, you know, they have a gold color on. If it's just a cutter and it doesn't have the actual gold on it, then it's permissible. But if it has gold, the actual gold on it, then it won't be permissible. The next chapter is on the imama of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the turban. As far as the imama is concerned, what is a turban? It was a habit that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would normally wear this imama, this turban. He would tie it around his head. The length of his turban varies. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they say that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had, at times he would wear a large turban, and certain times he used to wear a turban that was shorter, smaller than the other one. The length they mention is between 7 cubits to 12 cubits, as far as the length of the turban of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that wear the imama regularly for increases gentleness. So this was an order from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Abdullah, and this hadith is mentioned in Fathul Bari, once Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma was questioned about the imama, about the turban of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as to did he wear one or not, and he replied in the affirmative by saying yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore it, and it was a sunnah. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith is in Aini, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that it is a sign of Islam, and it distinguishes a Muslim from a kafir to wear a turban. Jabir radiallahu anhu, he says, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he conquered Makkah al-Mukarramah, at that time he was wearing a black turban, he was wearing a black imama. There's a hadith in Sahih Muslim where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahih Muslim An-Nasa'i, that Amr bin Hurayth radiallahu anhu, he says that I can still picture that scene in my mind when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving the khutbah on the minbar, and on his blessed head was a black turban, and the shamla was the tails of the turban, he had it on the back of his shoulder. As far as the shamla is concerned, sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to have one tail, and sometimes he used to have two long ones. And sometimes he used to put it on the back, between the two shoulders, sometimes on the right side, and sometimes even on the left side. It was a practice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like I said, he would normally wear this turban. And as far as the color is concerned, in most of the hadith, you'll find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wore a black turban. In certain occasions, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wore a white imama as well. There's another hadith in Ibn Majah where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, in the battle of Badr, when obviously we know what the outcome was, or we know what the numbers were of the Muslims and the non-Muslims, but when the battle started, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent malaika to help the believers at that time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that I saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam also wearing a black imamah in the Battle of Badr. So from these hadith, it becomes very, very clear and evident that the imamah is a practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a practice, it was a sunnah of not only him, Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een, they used to wear imamah as well. Again, some people nowadays, they say that this was a custom and it was a practice of not only Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the Arabs at that time generally would wear an imamah. And they say that even Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, they also wear imamah. So it was a practice, it was a custom of that time, it's not really a sunnah. Remember, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has done something once in his life, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can go to such details of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam informing and correcting him, and where we know that when Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he migrated to Madinatul Munawwara, and the Yahud of Medina, they used to fast on the 10th, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to differentiate from them, he used to fast on, he said that fast on the 9th or the 10th, or fast on the 10th or the 11th of Muharram, right? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did that, why? He said that we don't want to be the followers of any other religion. So as a result, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be different than them, because they used to fast on the 10th, he said, add a day before or add a day after. This just goes to show us that in the minor details, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to be different from them. Now, as far as the clothing is concerned, if it was something that was not approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah himself would have corrected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah would have chosen something for him, something different. In Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَى عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى. Every single action of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a direct wahi, a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does that mean? That every single action that he does, his walking, his talking, the way he looks, the way he listens, the way he does things, the way he dresses, it is all approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it wasn't approved by Allah, right away Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have corrected him to the extent that, subhanAllah, forget clothing. This is something that he would wear every single day. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he corrected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not for even his action, rather a gesture that he made. When we look at Surah Abbas, once Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sitting with a group of influential, highly qualified people of Makkah. And he was trying to talk to them, and he was trying to convince them that they embrace the faith of Islam. And as he's talking to them, he's having a private conversation with them. All of a sudden, a sahabi by the name of Abdullah ibn Maktum radiallahu anhu, he comes, he's blind, he can't see. He doesn't know who these people are. He doesn't know the scenario, he doesn't know the situation. He interrupts Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by asking a question. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not say anything. But his facial expression changed. And that too was not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And right away Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrected Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى أَنْ جَاءُهُ الْأَعْمَى وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّى. That he frowned and he turned away. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw that sahabi coming, he got upset and he turned away. أَنْ جَاءُهُ الْأَعْمَى. When a blind man came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask him a question. So if that was not approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what can we say about the dress code of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And the reason why I'm mentioning this again is because nowadays there are a lot of people who are saying that this is not really the sunnah. This was a practiced sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the last 1400 years of the ummah. Like I said, you won't find a single muhaddith, a single mufassir, a single faqih, or a single proper believer who said this is not really a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it be the turban, whether it be the imamah, whether it be the topi, the cap of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it be the dress code of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with this, there are some more hadith as far as the dress code is concerned. Inshallah, we'll conclude with this. Anas radiallahu anhu, he says, the hadith is in Musnad Ahmad, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he mentioned in his Musnad, that as far as the dress code of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we already spoke about that in a few sessions before, about how it was very long and he used to go beyond the knees, and the pants that he used to wear used to be above the ankles. And as far as the sleeves are concerned, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sleeves would be up to his wrist. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to have his sleeves up to his wrist, and if it was longer than that, then he would fold it up to his wrist, but he wouldn't put it above that. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to wear a white cap or a white topi. The hadith is in Tabrani. And there's another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that sometimes he used to wear just a cap, and sometimes he used to wear an imama with the cap. If he wore an imama, then he would. If he wore a turban, then he would definitely have the topi or the on his head. And as far as not wearing the imama, sometimes he never used to wear the imama. Then he would always have the topi, or his head used to always be covered. In fact, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah and other scholars, they say that you won't find a single occasion and where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out in public, whether it be in the masjid or in the market area or anywhere else in public, and where he did not have his hair or he did not have his head covered. In other words, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to always have his head covered. Most of the time when he used to be outside, especially in public, at home he would, he used to take it off. But being outside or being in the masjid or being with other people, he used to always have his head covered. This is amongst the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many hadith on this chapter, but the gist of it, like I said, is, the imamah is a forgotten sunnah of the ummah. And slowly these sunnahs are going away because they're not really being practiced. This is not just something just for the imams to wear. Sahaba, amazingly, and I mentioned this a few times, that if there was a person who normally did not see Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a long time, or did not see him at all, and he comes in the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's never seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know what would be his first question? Ayyukum Muhammad? Who is Muhammad amongst you? Who is Muhammad amongst you? Why is he asking that question? Because they all look the same. All of the Sahaba, including Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they all look the same. They all dressed the same. They all, they all were the same. He couldn't tell who's a prophet of Allah and who's not. They all look the same. Today you walk in the masjid, you can tell who's the imam. He's dressing differently. But the rest of the people, is different. Imam is not, the dress code that Imam wears is not for him only. This was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like I said, Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, you couldn't differentiate that who is a Sahabi, who is a Prophet, why not? They all look the same. So these are certain sunnahs that are forgotten in the ummah, which inshallah we should revive. And as we are learning, these sunnahs from this book, Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah's compilation of the Shama'il, it should really wake us up in practicing and try to apply each and every single of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the love of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inculcate within us each and every single sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimin wal muslimat. Ma akhru da'wana.